Erica Sipes. I'm a pianist here in Southwest Virginia in Roanoke. And one of my favorite composers I've discovered, French composer, her name was Melanie Bonis, B-O-N-I-S. And I tell you, I don't know what it is about her music, but I can really connect. When I play her music, it's like playing a dessert. So her music is incredible. She wrote tons of piano music. I believe she is the composer, because I'm still new to them too. But I think she had an arranged marriage to some, like, I don't know, wealthy banker or something like that when she was quite young. Her husband didn't want her to be playing music or to be composing music. I think she had an affair, and I think she had a child with the other person, and eventually ended up, after her husband died, with that individual. I love her music. But I also love that she persisted anyway. Like, she raised 5 children or something like that, you know? That's a good example of what women had to really deal with. Because so many of these women whose music have been neglected, a lot of it happened end of 1800s through the 1900s. They were just sidelined a lot of the time. Another interesting composer, and I'm gonna probably butcher her name, she's also French, Germaine Taillefer. She was part of a group of composers that involved Millot and Eric Satie, and it was a group called Les Sixes. She was the only woman in that group. Then I think it's Ethel Smyth, S-M-Y-T-H, English composer. She wrote some absolutely amazing orchestral works, which obviously I'm not playing them. And she didn't write a lot for piano. She wrote a protest march that you can get the piano part for, that was for the suffragette movement, I believe. Who else? Margaret Bonds is an American composer, African American. She hasn't earned the same status as Florence Price yet. But I've heard a piece that's been played a lot on the radio recently, which is her arrangement of Wade in the Water. She calls it Troubled Water. It's something I'm performing a lot these days. Fantastic, exciting piece.